back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci coming to you from the Cleveland Browns Foundation 15th annual golf tournament out at the Barrington Golf Club in Aurora. Some breaking news here. The Browns have released defensive back Brandon Hughes, defensive lineman Brian Sanford, quarterback Alex Tanney, running back Fozzie Whitaker, and quarterback Vince Young. The team linked to many undrafted free agents. The official announcement on those will be coming most likely later today. Amongst them, if you're wondering why the quarterbacks, was Connor Shaw, the quarterback from the University of South Carolina, who went through SEC play undefeated at home. One of the names linked to the Cleveland Browns at this time. And again, later on, we'll be able to give you the full confirmation there. As I said, we're at the Browns Foundation Golf Event, and we would like to thank our partner Arby's for providing food for our golfers today. Earlier this morning, Vic and I sat down with the owner of the Cleveland Browns, Jimmy Haslam. Here is our talk with him.
We welcome Browns owner Jimmy Haslam to the show out here at the Foundation Golf Tournament. And Jimmy, the first thing is the Foundation and its place and its importance in this community and for the Browns. Just address that a little bit and how great an event like this is and what it means not only to the Browns but to the community in general.
Yeah, great comment, Vic. I think this is a true win-win situation. First of all, our players and some of our great supporters get to come out and play golf at a beautiful course and have a great time. Secondly, we raise a significant amount of money for the Cleveland Foundation, which enables the foundation to do great things for the community. So we think it's a real win-win. We have had a significant number of people play this year and really excited about the tournament.
And do you come here with an extra sense of buzz and euphoria off of this draft?
You know, we're really excited about the draft, and I know everybody, and rightly so, is excited about the quarterback we picked. But I think people need to understand, more importantly, Ray Farmer and his group and Mike Pettine did a great job of adding really solid football players who, in Pett and Ray's words, play like a Brown. And we added tough guys and guys that could come in and help us immediately. And so we're excited about the players we got at all positions.
Clearly, in this draft, there was a kind of a philosophical statement that was made about the way that the Browns are going to play with toughness on defense and the ability to run the football. What do you think about the direction and how it was executed on draft day?
Well, we really won't know how it was executed for two or three years till we see how these guys play. But I think we're all in agreement that we play in the AFC North. It's a tough division. We have bad weather. And so you need to be able to play good defense and run the football. And if you looked at who we drafted, we picked up a corner and a linebacker. We picked up an offensive lineman, running back. It's clear the direction the franchise is headed, and we're very excited about it.
There's been a lot of discussion, as I'm sure you're aware, of your involvement and, in fact, thoughts of you being of influencing the choice of Johnny Manziel as a draft pick. And the latest report had the Browns ready to turn in a card for Teddy Bridgewater, and then, like, with 10 seconds to go, no, you overruled and said put Johnny Manziel's name on it. I mean, just can you address just this whole idea of you being so involved or not involved with the Manziel pick?
Yeah, absolutely absurd. We agreed coming into the draft that there were certain positions that were really important. They were cornerback and they were quarterback. And we picked the highest quarterback on our chart at that time, and that happened to be Johnny Manziel. I had no preference for Johnny Manziel versus any other quarterback. He happened to be the highest-rated quarterback on our board when we picked, and we're very excited to get Johnny. We think he's a dynamic player and a great player, but all this talk about my being biased toward Manziel because he played in the SEC or because what he would do for the business side is absurd, and Ray Farmer and Bill Koharik and Mike Pettine made all the player personnel calls. Now, were several other of us involved in a collaborative way? Absolutely, but those kind of talks are ridiculous.
Yeah, and you talk about the process by which the Browns arrived at the draft they did. Walk us through that first night with all the trading, all the activity, and just how excited you are with the outcome that eventually came to be, given that you just stated you got the top cornerback on your board, the top quarterback on your board. Oh, and by the way, picked up a first rounder in 2015.
Yeah, it was really exciting, you know, and this is the first draft that I'd participated in kind of from front to back and all the planning process. And I was really impressed with how calm Ray was during the process, because everybody's an expert on the draft and everybody knows who we should pick. And Prior to the draft, it became pretty clear who the first three players were going to be picked, and so we were zeroing in on our pick, and we get a call from Buffalo that they're willing to trade from 9 to 4, and we give us next year's first and next year's fourth. And we thought that was just too good an opportunity to pick up. We thought there would be an opportunity to get Justin Gilbert at either 9 or 8, and we traded up to get him at 8. And so we were really excited about it. And then, of course, the draft unfolded. The quarterback kept dropping, and at 22, we thought it made sense to trade from 26 up to 22. So we came out of the first round with a cornerback, a quarterback, and a first-round pick for next year. And I don't know how anybody could have done much better than Ray did. It was tremendous.
Visiting with Browns owner Jimmy Haslam here at the Browns Foundation Golf Tournament. You said it. Time is going to tell, especially with the draft picks. But your big picture assessment of what's been done through free agency, what is now done with the draft, do you feel, at least on paper, that this is indeed a better football team than it was at the end of the 2013 season?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. And I think Mike and Ray have put their footprint on this team, and we started meeting as soon as Mike came aboard and right after our reorganization, and Mike made it very clear the kind of football players he wanted. He and Ray were in lockstep agreement, and we went out and got those kind of football players. So it's not fair for me to go through position by position. Ray or Pat would be better than do that, but I think this is a significantly better football team. But we'll see when we kick it off in Pittsburgh to start the year.
Jimmy, the transformation of the team has been great, but we're here at the Foundation Golf event, and it's not the only transformation that's happened. After an 8-month study and evaluation, the Foundation has made a move to focus on education, and what's done on the field is important, but what's done in the community is also important. Talk about that transformation and the direction of the Foundation.
Yeah, we of course grew up in East Tennessee and had been very active in the community. My dad was always... it's really important to give back, and so we were raised to give back to the communities we're involved in. And obviously, we have a significant investment in the Cleveland community. We want to be involved. My wife, Dee, has been very, very involved in education back in East Tennessee and is already involved here in the Cleveland community. And I just think it's a great thing for our football team to be giving back to young people. We all know that education is the key to everybody's future success.
Last football thing, a lot has been made, of course, about what comes with a player like Johnny Manziel in terms of the surrounding cast and the attention to him. How important do you see for the organization to just kind of manage this process and be very attuned to this? And in your discussions with Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine, the plan to kind of make sure that is secondary to him being a good football player and given every opportunity to do his best in football?
I think we had 10 quarterbacks come into Berea and gave private workouts to 8 or 9. We spent a lot of time with the quarterbacks for obvious reason, looking at everything from their throwing ability to their character to what kind of people they were. And one thing that impressed us early on, and we checked a lot of references on all of them, obviously Johnny being one of them, is everybody said he was ultra competitive, the most competitive person they've ever met, and all he cared about was winning. And in our talks, when he came into the building on Friday, Mike Pettine made it very clear, Johnny, you're the backup quarterback. You need to act and behave as such, and we expect you to come to work and work hard every day. And I think Johnny understands that. I think he wants to be a successful football player, pro football player. I think he was aggravated that he slipped all the way to 22, and I think he comes in with a little bit of chip on his shoulder. He knows that Brian Hoyer is a very competitive individual, and he knows there's going to be nothing given to him. So we're viewing Johnny Manziel. We get all the Johnny football stuff, but we're viewing him as a really good football player, and that's why we picked him.
Jimmy, thank you so much.
All right, guys, great job.
All right, Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the Browns, joining us here at Barrington Golf Club, the Browns Foundation Tournament underway with players and some coaches involved in the tournament. And, of course, that was some powerful stuff. Two things, two highlights, that he says it's absurd to think that he injected himself into this whole process of picking Manziel and the report that came out. I know Tony Grossi had it here on 850 saying that the 10 seconds before the pick of a card that was going to have Teddy Bridgewater's name, that it was the owner who said, no, we're going with Johnny Manziel. He knocked that out of the water, but he also basically said this was a an organizational thing with the football people making their decision. He weighs in. He's the owner. Of course he weighs in. But I got the distinct feeling that he did let the football people make their call.
And if he wanted Johnny Manziel, he didn't need to do anything because it is an undeniable fact that Johnny Manziel was the top quarterback on the board for the Cleveland Browns in the 2014 NFL Draft. The highest rated quarterback on their board. That report was ridiculous. Mike Pettine called it absolutely laughable. It was not true. The other thing that I thought was very interesting is they've already told Johnny Manziel, you're the backup, you need to act like it, and when you earn the right to be the starter, then that will be, you'll be the starter. But right now you're a backup, you need to act like it, you need to find your role on this team and show everybody how hard you are willing to work. Show everybody that you are committed to developing your game to become a successful quarterback in the NFL, because what you've done in college was great. It allowed you to be selected in the first round, but it means nothing at this point. And I do like the fact that he is an ultra-competitive guy. That's what I was going back to with you yep. before the draft. This is a guy who needs to be great. Ultimately, will he be great? That remains to be seen. But he's going to do everything, I believe, in his power to get there.
I agree. And I still, again, on a football basis, it's we can all have our football opinions. Mine for him wasn't as positive as it was for other quarterbacks in this draft, and that's really all that it is. The other part that I brought up before, and it will still be interesting to see how it unfolds, and I said this from two angles. One, that I was rooting for the opportunity to have the content that goes with Johnny Manziel for our purposes, for radio, the selfish reasons of doing our job and having a heck of a lot to talk about, especially in the dog days of the off season. This is nirvana. This is the best. This is heaven. Okay, there's a plethora of stuff, and I can't begin to tell you, and I'm sure the same is true with you, the phone doesn't stop blowing up with texts and phone calls from around the country, from all the people I know from around the league, and most of them, you know, wishing us well, like we struck gold as a duo here doing the show, right?
We did. There's
no question. So that's that.
That's great.
Now the other half of that, the other part of that that cannot be ignored is the machine that will come with him, and it's definitely something unlike any player has brought to the NFL in the long time and memory that I have of being around this league, and it's multiple decades, my friend. And I, you know, I say that, and I'm not trying to sound old. I'm sounding with some perspective here, that it's just different than anything else. Doesn't mean it's wrong, but it's different. And this team has got to be able, and that's why I asked Jimmy Haslam this team has got to be able to manage that. And as I understand it, and you understand it, some in-house meetings are taking place and have taken place with the higher-ups of this organization to put in place a defined strategy of all the demands on Johnny Manziel's time, all the pieces that people want of him, not just from a media standpoint, but from a community outreach standpoint, from a corporate sales standpoint. This guy represents things that really no other player on this football team and most other players in this league don't represent right now.
He's got the number one selling jersey in the NFL already. Johnny Manziel has sold more jerseys than Tim Tebow, RG3, and Andrew Luck combined on their respective draft weekends. Johnny Manziel is, when he does the dollar bill sign, from a business standpoint, that's what he is. But it's only going to last if he can deliver on the football field and fit in the locker room. And the Browns, I think, are going to take a lot of steps to prepare him for that and make sure that this is a team situation. It's not the Cleveland Manziels. That is not going to be what's going to happen. It's going to be the Cleveland Browns. When we come back, let's finally hear from you. What are your thoughts on this draft? I believe this will be a point of demarcation when we look back at the history of the Cleveland Browns taking a step forward and moving in a very positive direction. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, live from the 15th annual Cleveland Browns Foundation golf event at Barrington Country Club in Aurora. We'll be back right after this.